Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, good day. Very, very busy hour. Later on, we'll be talking, as we do every third Wednesday of the month, with Blue Prairie Group. This morning, Carla Taylor, Wealth Management Advisor, will be joining us in financial conversations you should have before getting married. But let's open up right now via Skype. Our first interview is being brought via Skype through India. Joining us is digital expert Finney Chelakumar. He works for Aspire Systems. The website is aspiresys.com. And he's here to talk about digital transformation and what technology is doing in business and how you can benefit. Welcome from India, Finney. It is a pleasure to have you on.
It's a pleasure to have to be on the show as well, Stu. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for having me on the show.
It's our pleasure. This is fascinating and necessary, and we see technology advancing at such a rapid rate. Give us first a more detailed overview of what the company does, and tell us what digital transformation is.
Okay, great. So let me start with the overview of my company. So Aspire Systems is a global technology service firm servicing as a trusted technology partner for our customers. So we work with some of the world's most innovative enterprises and independent software vendors, helping them leverage technology and outsourcing in our specific area of expertise. And of course, one such area is digital transformation. The US, our offices are in Chicago and San Jose. To talk a little bit about our company, for six consecutive years, we've been ranked in top 100 as best place to work for, and also been ranked among top 20 global R&D service providers by Zinnov. So that's about Aspire. Now talking a little bit about digital transformation, of course, I'm going to talk a little more on that through your show. Digital transformation is where what we see here is a lot of new age businesses coming into play. A lot of new digital disruption is happening in the market. Technology and business are colliding to give way to new forms of business. And that's exactly what we're going to talk today.
All right. Now, just to clarify this, do all companies need digital transformation? And the ones you're geared for, are they small, medium, and large companies, or large companies?
Yes, definitely. All companies need digital transformation. So basically what has happened is over the years, digital transformation has gained traction, leading to a do-or-die situation in almost all companies. So the most popular question today is, how do I survive this digital transformation era? And companies have adopted digital assets without properly understanding their implications, falling prey to such hype. So, also you would agree with me that we no more live in an era where a big fish eats a small fish, but it is the fast fish that eats the slow fish. So, digital is the reason why half of the Fortune 500 companies, in fact, have disappeared since 2000. And as you said, it's going to continue to happen. So by acknowledging and embracing key digital trends, next-in-line business can reap the same rewards as Fortune 500 company of today. They have an opportunity to engage with, say, potential clients at the same level of Fortune 500 companies. So imagine the potential of a small, medium business could have through digital transformation. They can accelerate growth, optimize operations, create value through their organization.
Joining us again from India is Finney Chellakumar, digital expert for Aspire Systems. The message about helping small to medium-sized businesses understand their potential to outperform Fortune 500 companies. And having said that about digital transformation, would you say it's overhyped? And what does it mean for companies next in line to ascend to the Fortune 500?
I wouldn't really call that as a overhyped concept. What we have seen is, of course, a new form of business invading traditional forms of business. So what you see is the landscape of business is fast changing. In fact, the rate of change is far greater than ever before. Business is being disrupted. Technology is invading every facet of business. In fact, it is invading every facet of life. You would agree with that. And the traditional model of business is facing phenomenal challenge from the new age business. Like, take an example of Uber. But they're just a software tool. They don't own any cars. But then they are now the biggest groundbreaking cab service provider in the country. So is a story of Airbnb. They don't own any properties, but it's the biggest hotel provider in the country. It isn't really an overhyped concept, but it is a reality.
Yeah, it's amazing. And Uber is the greatest example. Just blown away with Uber and the service. I was in New York last weekend. I needed Uber several times. Bang, they were there immediately. And this is what drives them way ahead of the competition. It's one of the reasons. Getting back to digital transformation, what are the driving forces, Finney, and how big is the role of data in this?
If you talk about the driving force, I would say that the driving force is the ability to get your customer to engage, empower your customers, and create new experience for your customers. In Aspire, we call that as the three E's of digital transformation. In fact, data plays an important role in all the three aspects. It helps you with content personalization. It empowers user with context-specific actions and finally improves the overall experience with assisted decision capability. So that is from a perspective of the driving force. But if you look from a technology perspective, I will still go with these five critical areas of technologies which are driving change today. Those are social, mobile, analytics, cloud hosting, and IoT, the Internet of Things.
All right, Finney, we may be able to start this next question, but we may have to pick it up after a break, but I'm going to have you stick around. So let me ask you about, does every company have some sort of digital transformation journey? And I look at Forbes, and they say only one of eight companies are getting digital transformation right. So how do I make sure, if I'm a principal in a company, that I'm leading my company to the right place? What must my immediate go-to action be?
Okay. Let me put it this way. Stu. So Martin Gill of Forrester, right? He states that the three major reasons why digital transformation fails is, one, they think it is a technology problem. The other one is, that they can't handle large-scale change. They bite more than what they can chew. And finally, right, you know, they all think that they can find answers internally. So these are top three reasons why digital transformation fails, according to Martin Gill. Now, having said this, I would recommend that the CXO start with a systematic study of their business, how they shape their business to adapt to challenge of digital disruption. Never think of digital transformation as a big bang approach. In fact, you know, my two cents would be to start small, be consistent in bringing about these change. In fact, in Aspire, we recently launched the Digital Discovery Service. And Digital Discovery is a great place to start, where you identify the vision you want to achieve and translate it to various executable processes and coming up with a roadmap. Through this digital discovery journey, you will be able to identify what digital transformation means exactly to your organization and what are the relevant dimensions for mastering.
All right. If you're part of a small, medium, or even some large companies, let me give you the website. We will pick up more with Finney Chella-Coomer, digital expert, right after the break. It's Aspire Systems, AspireSYS.com. And digital technology be used in all cases, and like any other process or technology, there are always reasons why it fails. Let's find out the key reasons when we come back. This is Stu Taylor.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who's one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
All right, we return, and what I'm presenting for people out there who have or have contact with small or medium-sized businesses, a tremendous opportunity to move forward technologically through what is known as digital transformation, so eloquently talked about by a digital expert, Finney Chellakumar, with Aspire Systems in India. And again, we are operating here via Skype. I want to give you the website for the company. It opened my eyes to what technology is doing. It's AspireSYS.com, short for systems, AspireSYS.com. And Finney, as you come back, I went into the break talking about some of the reasons that digitalization, digital transformation fails, because not everything is perfect. Could you just outline that?
Absolutely. Like I was telling you a little while ago, what really could happen is it's possible that when somebody starts on a digital journey, they think it is a technology problem, but then it is not a technology problem. It is a business problem. Digital transformation is not just limited to, you know, adding couple of applications to your existing infrastructure and thinking it will work for you. Rather, it is it's where you kind of look at your business and say, hey, you know, how can I transform the business? How can I, you know, how can I look at new revenue models? How can I restructure the product portfolio or the product mix which I have already to make it more intuitive, to make it more, where people will be able to use it much more intensively. So that is kind of one of the reasons why digital transformation fails. It is really not a technology problem. The second reason I said was, of course, when you look at it as a large scale change, of course, change is always been an issue. And if you do not manage that change, it could just spiral out of hand. So if it is a large scale change, it is a problem. In fact, a lot of companies have started it in a very large scale and have ended up scrapping the whole project because they start it and then they don't know how to go about doing it. And the last one is, of course, where I said, you know, they think they have all the answers internally. It's always better to have a partner along when you do the digital transformation, because digital transformation is also looking at how is your organization perceived from outside. So you need a third eye view for the whole problem. So that's the reason why I said, you know, you need to find answers outside. You need to engage with partners. You need to get experts in to do this work for you.
All right. Oh, I want to move on here. And I've been made aware of a digital readiness assessment index. See, I'm learning myself. For companies looking to assess their digital maturity, there is this online tool. Tell us where you can find it. And how long does it take for this assessment to be completed?
Great. So you can find this tool on our website, www.aspiresys.com/digital experience. Let me repeat that again, www.aspiresys.com/digital experience. This assessment tool approximately takes 5 minutes to complete. So it is a short, survey, or it is a tool which is quite short. You know, you can complete it in 5 minutes.
Wow. Okay. Here's what I think about, and I'm not a high tech guy, but you look at things that rapidly become outdated, like IBM's mainframe, although it still has specific uses. Technology is advancing at such an exponential rate that companies are dealing with how to budget and allocate to go with new technologies. And it's not always easy to adapt to newer technologies. Once they think they're done, bingo, something new, better, and faster comes along. How can companies handle this and ascertain that the right technologies will work for them?
You're absolutely right, Stu. Technologies, of course, constantly keeps changing. And in fact, you know, technology eats substantially into our budget as well. And if you have not planned your digitization properly, there is all possibility for you to invest in a platform and later realize it doesn't work for you. Now, I've come across companies earlier where they have hastily invested in a customer experience platform or added a couple of mobile applications or even invested in ERPs, hoping they will digitize their business, but later only to find that it doesn't work for them. Now they are left with just two options, either to scrap the whole project or to live with all the limitations that comes along with it. So I would recommend that, you know, before starting on their digitization journey, they must invest in doing discovery phase, their existing capabilities of their digital assets, their vision, their drivers, their existing infrastructure, etc. is, you know, all of it is assessed and identified, and how we could translate their digitization vision into executable digital systems. Come up with digital models. You know, we can come up with digital models to see what works for them, what does not, and then, you know, finally come up with roadmap on how to change or how to handle the whole change.
Finney, a lot of companies are doing amazing things. I mean, I'm just in awe. Doing it in their front end. The right use of technologies is clearly transformative, and it spins out absolutely fabulous and brilliant customer experiences. Is this one of the outcomes companies can leverage on once digital discovery has been done?
You are right in a way. You know, there is a lot of investment in making the front end look great. A lot of work has gone into UI rejuvenation. In fact, UI rejuvenation has become a hot commodity. But then, you know, having said all of this, right, customer experience is not just contained to a sleek-looking website or an amazing-looking app or a modern-looking channel. It's much more than that. You know, it's how you leverage the data to achieve content personalization. How do you help end users make decisions, have constant experience across all the channels which you have? And more importantly, equip your workforce to scale up to the expectation you've created across the channels. So to conclude, you know, customer experience is not just skin deep as it's perceived to be. And for this, the fundamentals can only be to build with the discovery phase.
All right. We're out of time, but Finney Chalakuma has consented to coming back. We're going to be continuing these discussions, and our next set will focus on how to discover the right digital strategies for your organization. Stay on as we complete here, Finney, but thank you so much for joining us. Finney Chalakuma, the company Aspire Systems. Check this out at AspireSYS.com. It's been an absolute pleasure. This is Stu Taylor. We'll talk about finances before you get married right after these messages.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen. Wrote Chicken Soup for this whole book series for you. And I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is chicken soup for your business soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money and less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well.
All right, we're back. And as we do every third Wednesday of the month, we get absolutely great financial management, wealth management advice from Blue Prairie Group in Chicago with other offices. You can go to blueprairiegroup.com. And joining us today is Carla Taylor. She is a financial advisor for the Blue Prairie Group and going to talk about a subject that's really sensitive and difficult for a lot of people to talk about. That's how do you iron out the problems before you get married on handling finances? And having said that, congratulations, Carla Taylor. You're getting married the end of this month.
Yes, Stu. Thanks so much for having me and very much looking forward to getting married and tying the knot.
All right. Well, I'm sure you went through this exercise, so I can't think of a better time to interview you on it. But people, you know, you have all these delicate discussions before you get married. And how do you handle it? And how much do you confide in the other person? Sometimes, you know, there are discussions about sex, religion, politics. But one of the, if not the most critical element outside of those feelings of emotion is finances and being on the same page. When does one fiance, spouse, potential spouse, when do these discussions begin? And how do you break the ice by making the other person feel comfortable to talk about it?
Stu, this is a very difficult conversation to have for a lot of people. And there's never really a great time, but definitely before you're getting married. A lot of people, my generation, are cohabitating prior to marriage. So it's always... it's never a bad idea to start these conversations when you first move in with each other. But, you know, once the ring's on the finger, it's time to start talking about this type of thing.
Yeah, and it's important. It can be difficult. And I know you're not a psychologist, but in a sense, we're all psychologists. And actually, you are. As you're handling other people's money, you have to have a keen and sensitive understanding of what they're looking to do. How do you kind of break down the wall and begin the conversation by talking about sharing all of your financial information? And I guess I mean all of it.
Yeah, definitely all of it. And it, you know, we'll talk about the several different types of things about money that you should discuss. And so it may be one big conversation, or maybe you want to break it up into pieces. I think that one great idea might be to just schedule a money night and open a bottle of wine and, you know, just jump right into it, as difficult as it can be, because putting it off, you're putting off creating a financial plan together and achieving your goals together.
This is, again, this is difficult. It's a sensitive issue, and I certainly, one size doesn't fit all. But two people get along, a man and a woman, or it could be a man and a man, or a woman and a woman, and who knows what else today. And you may not get the real facts. Hopefully, people are astute enough when they get into these relationships to understand their partner and to know about their background. Would you recommend, and this is going to lead later on to prenups, but I want to go there later. Do you recommend a prior investigation into your potential partner's financial situation? So you get married, and suddenly you find out that your partner has a debt of $6 million you didn't know about.
Well, financial fidelity is incredibly important. So hopefully you trust the person that you're marrying, and you just have to go ahead and, you know, first have the talk, open up about everything, talk about your savings, your retirement account, your debt, your income, your credit scores, all of that. Hopefully people will be open and honest. I think that if one person is holding back or you're feeling that you're being deceived, then there are probably some bigger issues there. And, you know, maybe you want to do an official investigation. I think that's really depends on the individual and the situation.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of, quote, the love out of it. But it's important. We all have to have the practical side to us as well. And part of that pragmatic approach to life means laying out your goals, your dreams of the future. That should be done, again, in advance, shouldn't it?
Definitely. And I think that it's difficult. People getting married in their 20s and 30s, it may be hard for them to say in terms of dollar amounts what their goals are. But it's really about just talking about, hey, you know, most people want to retire one day. Where do you think you want to live in retirement? What type of lifestyle do you dream about together in retirement? Do you want to buy a house? Do you want to have kids? And the dollar signs start to fill in as you dream about the details together. And I think that this is probably the most fun and exciting conversation to have with your significant other, because this is really just the dream stage where you're discussing your wishes before you get into the nitty-gritty and your ability to achieve these
goals.
Yeah,
it's not exactly like going out for a night of entertainment. It's not fun, but it's a necessity. And a lot of what we have to do is a necessity. And when it's always interesting. I've always had a chuckle, a man and a woman. Oh, they get along great because they're right on the same line and wavelength on everything, same personalities. Oh, you know, they get along great because they're polar opposites. You can almost chuckle and create your own scenario on this. But there should be a common philosophy on money when it comes to spending and savings habits, correct? Otherwise, if one's frugal and the other one spends money like a crazy person, it's going to ultimately end up in financial marital disaster, isn't it?
For the most part, yes. It can be really frustrating when one person in the relationship feels that they're really working hard to earn money and save their money when the other person is going out and spending. On the other hand, two people that are really strict savers can start to, it can almost become a competition of who's saving more, and you're feeling that you can't spend money on the regular enjoyments of life. My fiance, Jared, and I think that we're a good balance. We're both overall good savers. Jared sort of pushes me a little bit to let go and spend money from time to time, and I keep him on track from not spending too much. And I do think that because I'm the more frugal of us, he likes to push my limits from time to time. But, you know, it's really about having that balance and talking about it.
There's the real sensitive issue, and you mentioned your personal aspect of your life. I'll mention a personal aspect of mine. When I got married, I did keep money separate. It wasn't a say. I just felt more comfortable having my own account. This very short period of time went on, and I'm extremely fortunate. I was lucky the first time around in my marriage. I never even think my money, your money. How do you go about it? I have all kinds of friends. Some of them say I'm in control of the money. My wife, generally, it's my wife doesn't know how much I have. I handle the money. It's all in my name. How do you do this?
Yeah, this is a question that a lot of people ask me. There's no right or wrong way to do this, although I really don't think it's a good idea for one person to have no idea what's going on or how much money the couple has. But in terms of whether you keep your money separate, join it, there are lots of options here, and you can start off one way as you did, Stu, and combine your finances later in life. Sometimes people find that a compromise is the best thing, especially when starting off in the marriage, to each have your own accounts and then to have a joint account that you may contribute to either 50-50 or 70-30 based on your relative incomes.
Personalities are different. You explained a little personality difference between you and Jared. I certainly have, with my wife, personality differences, but we have the same value system. We have the same logical approach. People should – well, I should ask this as a question. Shouldn't couples sit down in advance and get a plan out and get certain roles out? Some people are just great at certain things and they're just lousy at others. I'm good at very, very few things, but my wife is good at many. And I don't have any problem saying you take that role.
Yeah, that's a great conversation to have, something that I think, again, every couple that's getting married should discuss. So, you know, once you've talked about your income, your savings accounts, your debt, and then you've discussed your goals, really the next thing to do is to sit down together and figure out a plan for how much you're going to save each month and, you know, what your goals are. If you're looking to save up a certain amount for a down payment on a house, lots of people have debt these days, whether it's a car loan, student loans are incredibly common these days, or credit card debt. You know, prioritize how much you're going to be putting away in the bank, your plan for paying off your credit card debt. And in terms of, you know, who's actually responsible for making sure that you're on track or making the payments, as long as you've figured that out and you're on the same page.
All right, well, we're going to take a break. Financial advisor Carla Taylor, Blue Prairie Group. You can go to blueprairiegroup.com. I don't know if I gave out the website. She will rejoin us on Financial Conversations to Have Before Getting Married. This is Stu Taylor.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5471. That's 800-600-5471. 800-600-5471.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
I'm Dick Morris. When I visit Boston, I don't go to see the Red Sox. I listen to Stu Taylor on business.
All right, we return with Carla Taylor. Getting married the end of the month, so the subject is so apropos today. She is a financial advisor for Blue Prairie Group. Representatives of Blue Prairie Group appear on this show the third Wednesday of every month. And I hope they're tremendous. I know they're a tremendous asset, the amount of information people get. And if you want to check it out or contact them, you can go to blueprairiegroup.com, blueprairiegroup.com. Today, financial conversations to have before getting married. And, you know, I think of certain things in terms of how often you visit the decisions that you've made jointly to take. I mean, it should be often. For example, I just like power cleanings of my teeth four times a year. I go. I think it's great. How often should a couple go to get these decisions reviewed, knowing that you can always change the plan later?
Right. You know, I think that that's a really good point, too, that you can always change the plan. I see a lot of people really getting held up and stuck because they feel that they have to make the perfect decision right up front. And you know what? Any decision, having something down as a plan, whether it's on paper or just an agreement between the two of you, is much better than having no plan at all. For Jared and I, we talk about, it's easy for us to talk about money. It's sort of, especially since we're really trying to save up for a down payment on a house, we talk about money regularly. For those that have a harder time talking about money, you know, perhaps scheduling a quarterly money date, and I do know people who do this, just putting it on the calendar and doing it, like I said before, opening that bottle of wine, but definitely touching base a couple times a year to talk about these things.
All right. I never thought of this. I never dealt with it. I got lucky. I hope my wife got lucky. But prenups, what a sensitive subject that is. You start talking about a prenup, and all of a sudden the love and the romance is out of the relationship. When is it? Should people engage in it? When should they talk about it, and how should they approach this?
Yes, Stu. Prenups have become incredibly taboo in our society, or maybe they haven't become taboo. Maybe, I guess, they've always been taboo. I'll talk specifically about certain situations where I highly recommend people get prenups. But I think that it's really never a bad idea for anyone to get a prenup. People have this sense that if you're getting a prenup, then it means that you think that there's a good chance you're going to get divorced. And that's really not a good way to look at prenups. I think of it much more as an insurance policy. For example, you don't buy insurance on your house just because you think there's a good chance it's going to burn down, right? You buy insurance on your house, you really don't expect it to burn down, but it's there in case it does. And a prenup is a really good way to really put your plan, your financial plan down on paper, because if you have a financial plan, you're much more likely to achieve your financial goals.
All right. The consequences in absence of a prenup, when you suddenly go to court, it's really tricky to know how to divide this up. I don't know why I'm thinking about Prince, but I mean, it's a special case where apparently there's no will and everybody's fighting over
right.
The money. You want all this stuff done, whether it's assets or debts, to be taken into consideration in advance. Can you respond
right.
to a specific question that I never asked?
If you don't have a prenup and your marriage doesn't work out, it's really up to the whims of a judge as to how your assets get divided. Now, state laws differ a bit from state to state, but for the most part, you know, it doesn't even matter if you've been keeping your money in separate accounts. The judges really tend to look at your finances as a whole. That's retirement accounts, savings accounts, and your debts. You could be taking on half of your soon-to-be ex's debts. So I think that a prenup is a really it's a really good insurance policy to, while you're in love, to think about how you want to divide your assets if something should not work out, because divorces can get very nasty.
Yeah, and we all know people who have gone through them, and it certainly is not a pleasant situation. The issue of taxes, whether you should get married at specific times, do you owe more in taxes? I'll just kind of throw this open to you and have you address it as a general topic.
Sure. So, you know, this is a really good point because it's something that a lot of people overlook. No matter when in the year you get married, if it's could be December 31st of, say, 2016, you have to file as married for the entire year of 2016. You don't get to choose. It's not a, you know, half of the year as single, half the year as married. And when I say filing married, that could be either filing married jointly or married filing separately. And a lot of people, especially in this day and age where both people in the relationship are working, often this means that filing married, you're going to owe more in taxes. And so you need to think about that and realize, you know, you may even want to consult an accountant earlier in the year to see how much you're going to owe in taxes, because what's withheld in payroll doesn't change until you're actually married. And so the important thing here is that you want to make sure that you're saving.
I don't want to interrupt, but we have less than a minute, and I want to get this in. I have you get it in before the end of the interview.
Yes.
Talking about updating beneficiary designations.
Right.
Got about a minute to go.
Okay. Another thing that people overlook, there's lots of things going on when you're getting married and starting your lives together. So, you know, you want to look at your IRAs, 401ks, any life insurance policies that you have, and update the beneficiary to your new spouse if that's what you have both decided on.
All right. Well done. In fact, so well done that you may have 30 seconds here to come up with a concluding statement, something that we haven't discussed here that you'd like to conclude with.
Well, first, I just want to touch base briefly again on prenups, that people who should definitely get them would be when one or both spouses come into the marriage with a lot of assets, and also if one or both of the spouses have children from a prior marriage or relationship. Those are really important times to get prenups. And just to end this interview, just really want to stress the importance of financial fidelity, that you want to start off your relationship with honesty and view your finances as a partnership just as you do.
All right. Thank you very much, Carla Taylor. Again, congratulations on your upcoming wedding. Financial advisor, Blue Prairie Group. Go to blueprairiegroup.com. We'll see you or someone else the third week of June. I want to thank everyone for listening. This is Stu Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.